This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has charge-sheeted four terror operatives of the Babar Khalsa International BKI terrorist organization in the September 2024 Chandigarh grenade attack case. An official statement yesterday said that the accused include Pakistani-based designated terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu alias Rinda and US-based Harpreet Singh alias Happy Pasi. In Chhattisgarh, 22 Maoists, including two women, surrendered before the police in Bijapur district yesterday. District Additional Superintendent of Police Ulandon York said that a total reward of 11 lakh rupees had been declared on six of the surrendered Maoists. The surrendered Maoists were given a cash incentive of rupees 25,000 each under the state government's rehabilitation policy. The Chhattisgarh government, in line with Home Minister Amit Shah's vision to eradicate Naxalism by March 2026, has intensified its crackdown on Maoists. President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to visit Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. During her visit, President Murmu will grace the Silver Jubilee of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly at Raipur. The President will also attend the Foundation Day ceremony of Bharatiya Biswa Basu Shabar Samaj in Odisha's Nayaghar. The budget session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin from today. The session is tentatively scheduled to run till 28th of March with provisions for extension if required. The CAG report on the functioning of DTC will be tabled in the House today. The budget for the year 2025-26 will be presented in the House on Tuesday and will outline the government's financial priorities and development agenda for the year. During the session, key financial and policy matters will be discussed and decided upon. Lawmakers will engage in a detailed discussion on the budget on 26th of March to analyze financial allocations and policy initiatives. The Assembly will deliberate and vote on the proposed budget on Thursday. The Embassy of India in Kathmandu celebrated the 23rd Golden Jubilee Scholarship Day with the participation of nearly 200 students of Nepal supported by the scholarship. The prestigious Golden Jubilee Scholarship was established in 2002 to commemorate 50 years of India-Nepal economic cooperation. Over the years, the number of scholarship recipients has increased to 200 annually. More than 3,500 Nepali students from all 77 districts of Nepal have benefited from this scholarship scheme. The current batch of scholarship awardees are from 75 districts of Nepal, with about one-third of the scholars being girls, and three differently abled students have also been selected this year. India clinched both men's and women's Kabaddi World Cup 2025 at Wolverhampton in England. The men's team defeated home side England in the final match by 44-41. Earlier, the Indian women's team also defeated England with a dominating score of 57-34 in the final at the same venue. For the first time outside Asia, this tournament saw top Kabaddi teams compete across the West Midlands with matches in Birmingham, Coventry, Walsall and Wolverhampton. In the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai tonight. Chasing a modest target of 156 set by Mumbai Indians, Chennai Super Kings rode on a match-winning unbeaten 65 by Rachin Ravindra and a fiery 53 by skipper Rituraj Gaikwad to seal the win in 19.1 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.